Tov, good to see everybody. We have been journeying through Sefer Bamidbar and very much been relying on the Perush, the commentary of the Netziv of Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, based upon his Psicha as well as his entire commentary in his Sefer Emek Davar. I would like to use the background and the understanding of the Netziv again further to try to understand Parshas Chukas in a different way and in a new light. Just by way of introduction again and review, you may remember that the Netziv really has broken down Sefer Bamidbar into two sections, and it's very much based upon the Gemara, Mesechta Shabbos, Perkol Kisvei, Daf Kuf Tezvav, that the Nun in Hafuchim, the inverted Nuns that we read and we saw in Parshas Baluscha, really divides Sefer Bamidbar into two. Parshat Bamidbar, Nasa, in the first half of Bahalosacha, up until the Nun Hafuch, is really the Parshios of perfection, the Parshios of climbing the ladder, the Parshios where we're post Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, and we're really just slowly, carefully walking, entering Eretz Yisrael. And everything is set, the stage is set, perfection, ready to enter Eretz Yisrael. However, that all comes crumbling down in Parshas Baloscha with the Nun Hafuch, with the Asafsuf, the complaints of the Misonanim, and complaint after complaint, battle after battle, challenge after challenge, whether it's the Meraglim, whether it's the Misonanim, whether it's the Asafsuf, but life seems to get very, very complicated in the Midbar. Klal Yisrael ultimately are punished, unable to enter the land of Eretz Yisrael, and the Meraglim really seals the deal as Klal Yisrael understandingly and somehow implicitly, almost explicitly, tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're very happy in the Midbar, we like the lifestyle, we like the way it's working, we're very happy with the world of Gilui Shechina, with our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're not ready to enter Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not ready to enter Eretz Yisrael? Okay, so you'll stay another 40 years. So that certainly divides Sefer Bamidbar into two, Parshas Bamidbar, Nasa Baloscha, up until the Nun Hafuch, and then Baloscha, Shlach, Korach also divides into the second half. But I think in Parshas Chukas, and the Netziv doesn't express this directly, but Parshas Chukas, something changes. Now, there are multiple things that change, but the most dramatic, the most basic change is really a chronological one that we must pick up on, that often gets unnoticed, but that is critical to understand Parshas Chukas and really the end of Sefer Bamidbar. If you take a look, if you're using the Art Scroll Stone Chumash on page 842, if not, it's in Parshas Chukas, Perek Chaf, chapter 20, Pasuk Aleph. The Torah tells us the following. Vayavo b'nei Yisrael kol eid midbar tzin. All of the Jewish people travel to the midbar of Tzin, b'chodesh harishon, in Nisan. Vayeshev ha'am b'kadesh. And the nation is settled in Kadesh. Vatama sham Miriam v'tikaver sham. Miriam dies and she's buried there. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, the Torah tells us very little bit about Miriam's death, but it also tells us something else that is missing, and that is, when did Miriam die? Now, I'm not even talking about how old she was, but I'm talking about, where did she die, and at what point in the travels of Bnei Yisrael did she die? There are two Rashis and a Ramban, which seem to indicate very clearly that Miriam died in the final year in the Midbar, year 40, the 40th year. If you take a look in Rashi, Rashi on the words Kol Ha'eda, the entire assembly, says Eda Hashlema, the entire complete nation. Shekvar Mesu Mesei Midbar Ve'elu Pirshu L'chaim. As we're all aware, the Gemara tells us at the end of Maseches Tainis that every single year in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael would dig themselves graves, would bury themselves, and then whoever would wake up would wake up, would go back into the grave because they thought that they had the calendar wrong. And that is what would happen every year on Tishra, because there was a gzeira that the entire Dor HaMidbar would have to die. Here, however, the Torah tells us, Vayavo Bnei Yisrael Kol Ha'eda, the entire assembly, meaning Kfar Mesu Mesei Midbar. Everybody that was supposed to die in the Midbar already died. Therefore, we find ourselves at the end of the Dor HaMidbar, at the end of the Tkufas HaMidbar. Everybody who was supposed to die, died. Klal Yisrael has reached the 40th year, and the entire assembly is here. This means that the death of Miriam takes place in year 40.
That's pretty clear in Rashi, and there's even another Rashi that seems to indicate as such as well. In the second pasuk, "V'lohayim mayim la'eda," there's no water for the nation, says Rashi, based upon the Gemara Maseches Tainis Daf Tes, "Mikan shikol arba'im shana hayalahem haber b'schus Miriam." The fact that there no longer is water in the well at this point, and this is what caused the chait at May Meriva, indicates that the entire 40-year sojourn they had water in the be'er. But now that Miriam is no longer alive, there is no more water in the Be'er. Thus, you can see that this must take place in year 40. So Miriam's death takes place in the 40th year in the Midbar, at the end of our sojourn in the Midbar. This is what Rashi says. The Ramban makes this point as well. But if this is the case, it begs a very important question. Last week, Parsha Shlach takes place, of course, in the first year in the Midbar, because it's after the Chet HaMeraglim that the Onesh, the punishment, is that we will serve 1 year for each day that the Meraglim were spying the land. So therefore, we go from Parsha Shlach, year one in the Midbar, to Parsha Chukas, year 40 of the Midbar. If that's true, we are missing 38 years as to what takes place in the Midbar. And if an enormous amount happens in year one, we're talking about all of Parshas Bishalach is all year one. All of Parshas Bamidbar is year one. Parshas Naso, Bahalosa, Hashlach, all happens in year one. Everything that we talk about in the Midbar, all of the events, all of the cataclysmic events, all of the challenges, the strife, the struggling, from the Meraglim to the Misonanim to the Asafsof to the Chetaim that we've been discussing, all take place in year one. Now, all of a sudden, quickly, Parshas Chukas tells us that Miriam dies in the 40th year. What happened to 38 years in the Midbar? If enormously important occurrences took place in year one, what happens to 38 years? And why does the Torah not define, describe, and articulate 38 years of important time in the Midbar? Question number one that we need to understand, and the juxtaposition of Parshas Shlach to Chukas, and the very quick change from Yperek Chaf, where we all of a sudden jump to year 40, that needs explanation. That's question number one. Question number two, if you take a look in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, Perek Yotes, chapter 19, right before the death of Miriam, is of course the Parsha of the Paraduma that we're very familiar with. That's how the Torah is referred to, Parshas Chukas, Zos Chukas HaTorah. V'yikhu elea Paraduma temim asher ein bamum asher lo alea ol. The parsha of the Paraduma, the halacha of the Paraduma. Now, when was this parsha given? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Gittin, Daf Samech Amabez, that the parsha of Paraduma was told to Bnei Yisrael on Aleph Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because Klal Yisrael needed to be tahor in order to bring the Korban Pesach when they left Mitzrayim. So therefore, this parsha took place and had to take place because we needed to bring a Korban Pesach on Yud Nisan. So we were taught the parsha of Paraduma on Yud Nisan. Therefore, this parsha, Perek Yotes, Parshas Chukas, these psukim Aleph through Chaf Beis, all about the Paraduma, don't belong here at the end of the Dor HaMidbar, in the 40th year, but rather they belong either in Sefer Shmos, along with Parshas Truma, Tetzaveh, Kisisa, Vayakal, Pekudeh, when the Mishkan was erected, when the Mishkan was established, when the Mishkan was set up, or it belongs in Parshas Shmini and Sefer Vayikra, when the death of Nadav and Avihu, and the offering of the Korbanos, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day that we have spoken about much, or maybe it belongs after or before Parshas Tazria Mitzora, because that also are the Parshios of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why indeed is Perek Yotes, Parshas Chukas, juxtaposed to the death of Miriam in the end of the 40th year? Why does the Torah place this Parsha and this Perek Yotes here, Dafka, here specifically, when it certainly wasn't given at this moment? It was given 40 years earlier, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. These are the two questions that we must address, that we need to address. Again, why is the death of Miriam in year 40? And why is the Torah not telling us anything about the 38 years between the Chet of the Meraglim up until the death of Miriam. We're missing 38 years in the Torah. Why does the Torah not tell us about them? Question number one. And question number two, why is it that the Parsha of the Parah Aduma, Parsha Schukas, Perek Yotes, is written in this place, in the beginning of Parsha Schukas, in Sefer Bamidbar, at the end of the 40th year? Really, it should be discussed, given Sefer Shmos, or Sefer Vayikra, at the beginning of the 40th year. So let's discuss and let's understand what happened for 38 years in the Midbar. Why do we have no information? What took place? What existed? We talk about the Dor HaMidbar, the incredible events that took place in the Midbar. So is it really true that the only thing we know about the Dor HaMidbar is year 1 in year 40, and we're missing 38 years? And if those 38 years were not important, at least the Torah should tell us what occurred during those 38 years. Indeed, if you look in Sefer Bamidbar, you will see nothing at all. But you do receive not just a hint, but actually explicit information regarding the 38 years in the Midbar in Sefer Dvarim, in Parshas Dvarim, in Perek Aleph Pasuk Mem Vav, page 946, Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Dvarim, Perek Aleph Pasuk Mem Vav. Listen to what the Torah tells us. Again, remember where we just left off in Parshas Chukas. The Torah told us about the death of Miriam and told us that we found ourselves in a place called Kadesh. That's what the Torah says. That's where we were. Vayashev ha'am b'kadesh. Now, skip to Sefer Dvarim. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Mem Vez, Vateshvu b'kadesh yamim rabim. We spent many, many long days in Kadesh. Kayamim asher yashavtem, as many days as you dwelt. Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Sefer Dvarim. Vanefen vanisa hamidbara derech yamsuf. We returned and journeyed to the wilderness toward the yamsuf. Kasha dir b'yashem elai. Vanosev es harsa'ir yamim rabim. We circled harsa'ir for many days. And then one more Pasuk, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yudalit, Vehayamim, and the amount of days Asher Halachnu Mikadesh Barnea, again back in Kadesh, Ad Asher Avarnu Es Nachal Zared, the amount of days that we traveled from Kadesh Barnea until we crossed the Zered Brook, Shloshim Ushmona Shana, 38 years, Ad Tom Kol Ador Anshel Milchama, until everybody was dead. You know what happened for 38 years? We circled and circled and circled the Midbar aimlessly. No direction, nowhere to go, lost, distressed, depressed, confused, making hakafos, going in a car with nowhere to go. We were going on a drive to nowhere. 38 years of aimless walking, no direction, nowhere to go, confusion. Lost. We had a path, we had a plan, Parshios Bamidbar, Naso Bahaloscha. We're leaving Mitzrayim, we're crossing the Yamsuf, we're being Mekabel the Torah, we're going to Eretz Yisrael. The Nun Hafuch changes history, and Klal Yisrael say that we're not ready to enter. We sin and we sin and we complain and we complain. We send the Meraglim, we receive the Onesh for 38 years to 40 years. Year 1, we know what happens. Year 40, we know what happens, as we're about to see in Parshas Chukas. But for 38 years, there is no report, no events, no great things to share with us because Klal Yisrael was in such a bad place. And it's fascinating because we talk about the Dor HaMidbar, the Anane HaKavod, the Be'er, the Slav, the miracles, the Nisim, the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had with Klal Yisrael, Begilui Panim, but at the same time, incredible dichotomy, that Klal Yisrael had nowhere to go. We were lost. We were punished. It was such a difficult situation that we were in. Yes, we were being fed. We were being taken care of. We had what we needed. We had the hydration. We had the food. We had the laundry. We had everything that we needed taken care of for us. And we had Gilui Shechina. We had the Anane HaKavod. It would travel with us. But you know where we were traveling? Nowhere. Shloshim Ushmonim Shana, 38 years just circling and circling, aimlessly wandering with no destination, no place to go because we knew we were stuck and we would just wait for the generation to die.
Just imagine that. And that's what the Gemara says in Maseches Tainis, that Klal Yisrael would enter and dig their own graves every year. You think that was fun? It was terrible. Klal Yisrael was in such a bad place, and they were simply waiting for the generation to die and circling and burying the dead year after year. That's what occurred. And therefore, Rabbi Soloveitchik explains, that's the pshat, why Parshas Chukas and the Para Aduma, the Parsha is Dafka here, Perek Yotes. Zos Chukas HaTorah, Odom Ki Yamus Ba'ohel. The Torah tells us. Zos Toras Adam Adam Kiyamos Bahoel. Parshas Chukas and the Paraduma is about death. And it's a chok. It's something we can't understand. And therefore, Dafka here, right before the death of Miriam, before the end of the terrible 38 years, as we are preparing for year 40, the Torah describes the life that Klal Yisrael lived was a life of a chok. It was incomprehensible. It wasn't understandable. It was confusing. We had no answers. The same way you can't answer for the Holocaust, you couldn't answer for these 38 years of aimless walking and burying each other dead. That's what happened in the Midbar. And therefore, Dafka here, Perek Yotes, Parshas Chukas, the Para Aduma, the Chukas HaTorah, the things that we can't understand, Metaher Es HaTmeim, Umetame Es HaTmeim. There are certain things in life which are a chok. You can't understand them. We can't wrap our fingers around them. We're not going to have the clarity that we want. This was the 38 years in the Midbar, and this is the reason that the Torah doesn't describe, articulate, discuss it, because there's nothing to talk about. It's not understandable. It's a chok. We didn't and weren't able to do what we were supposed to do. We couldn't enter Eretz Yisrael, and therefore these 38 years are almost erased, are not discussed, and it's the endless circle, the endless tour, the endless and aimless walking and searching and loss of time, loss of years, and terrible state that Klal Yisrael found themselves in. Thus, the death of Miriam in year 40 brings this time to an end, and therefore Parshas Chukas begins with this as well. However, take a look at what happens immediately after the death of Miriam. And that, of course, is the Chet of Mei Meriva. And if you take a look at the Chet of the Mei Meriva that takes place immediately after, as we discussed, why it is Dafka juxtaposed here, and the Pashut Pshat, as Rashi explains, is that because there was no more Miriam and her death was what lost the water in the Midbar because the air dried up, because that all was B'schus Miriam. At this point, Klal Yisrael had no water. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe and tells Moshe in Pasuk Ches, Perek Chaf, page 842, Kach es amata, take this staff, the hakel es ha'eda, and gather the assembly. Ata v'aron achicha v'dibartem el ha'sela le'enei v'nasa meimah. You're going to gather together, and you're going to show the nation that you're going to speak to the rock and water will emerge. And with this water you will be able to allow your flock and allow the people to drink. And of course, Moshe takes the matah exactly as he's supposed to. They gather the nation. And Moshe then tells the people, Shimuna Hamoram, which according to the Rambam is the reason for his punishment. He got angry and upset at the people. He said, do you think water is going to emerge from this rock that I'm going to speak to? And of course, Moshe ultimately hits the rock instead of speaking to the rock twice. Mayim Rabim, a lot of water emerges. Vatesh Ta'eda Be'iram, and everybody has what to drink. But of course, that wasn't what God had desired for Moshe to do. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe and tells Aaron and Pasuk Yudbeis, Yan lo amanta bi lak tishein leinei b'nei Yisrael. You didn't sanctify me in front of the Jewish people. Lachein lo savios akal hazel arz asher nasati lehem. Therefore, you will be prohibited and you'll be unable to bring the nation into the land that I had promised you. So here it is. We're in year 40. We're no longer in year 1. And the challenge that's presented is lack of water. Now, of course, this is not something that is new to us, because if you skip back 40 years, in year 1 in the Midbar, Parshas Bishalach, that's all we read about. Going from place to place, from Mara to Midbar Sin, to Refidim, every single stop, the challenge that Bnei Israel posed to Moshe and to Aaron was lack of water. And here too, in year 40, nothing changes. We see the history repeating itself in the matter of 40 years. There's no water. And here it is. Moshe Rabbeinu hits the rock instead of speaking to the rock. So the challenges continue. The struggles continue. But the Netziv has a very different way of looking at this event. And the Netziv explains that it was significantly different for the following reason. I'll read to you a few words and sentences in the Netziv in his explanation of this chet of Moshe, and this will allow us to understand a very critical juncture in the Midbar experience that takes place now. Says the Netziv, Ata hayu omdim likanes l'Eretz Yisrael. We have pivoted ourselves to enter Eretz Yisrael, not in year 1. We're now in year 40. Everything that had to happen occurred. The Anshei Dor HaMidbar died. We're prepared. We know that we're about to enter Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, ulehisnag b'halichos hateva, we're prepared to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in through the natural world, no longer through a derech nisis, no longer through the miraculous. Al kein hisnag HaKadosh Baruch Hu imam b'shana zu b'derech hamemutza. Therefore, we see a very fascinating transition that takes place in year 40 in the Midbar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes his relationship with the people. No longer is it just going to be the clouds of glory. No longer is it just going to be the man and the be'er and the slav, because the be'er has just dried up. Therefore, there needs to be this relationship that's going to be changed. And the way to change it is by drying up a well. We don't want there just to be water naturally, automatically, and that we could receive water. But rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to teach Bnei Yisrael that right now, you need to learn how to fend for yourself a little bit to prepare to enter Eretz Yisrael. And the mashal that he gives is a mashal that we've discussed of the Netziv before. Kmo umenes yeled, hayone, ka'ome lehigamel mechalav, just like a nursing child that is ready and prepared to start eating food. Kfar eze meshech yamim lifnei higamelo, a mother prior to stopping to nurse, margeles es hayeled me'at me'at be'achilas lechem. The mother starts to prepare the child eating a little bit of bread, a little bit of food. We can't stop cold turkey. Therefore, slowly the mother begins to take the child and give the child food to eat, and not only to nurse the child. But of course, the mother's prepared to nurse the child when it's necessary. It's impossible and difficult and challenging to change overnight. Here, at this point, at this juncture, year 40, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we need to change our system and our relationship of life and our relationship. Right now it's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I need to teach you how to start working in the natural world. We can't just be used to a life full of miracles. Ulelamedam, to teach Bnei Yisrael, Echiyasu b'eis yashkacha, le'osam v'lemnoa tova v'gashmi hasaga, v'li'aod koach Moshe b'vakashasa leva nase akol. It can't be that their answer is always going to be Moshe. It can't be their answer is always going to be the man, the slav, the be'er, the anane hakava. Therefore, Dafka Kadosh Baruch Hu dries up the well right now, after the death of Miriam. In the year 40, as they prepare to enter Eretz Yisrael, this is teaching them lahargilam lechayim tiviim, to allow them to get adjusted and normalized to a tevadika life. Hare hechrechi lemayim yimtzu bekadesh. And therefore, that's the reason, Dafka, at this moment, at this point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you got to learn to fend for yourself. You have to learn how to get used to finding water on your own. It can't be through the miraculous. So here the Netziv is showing us that year 40, although this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed and desired in year 1, that immediately upon entering the Midbar, we should have a quick transition from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael wasn't able, and they weren't prepared, and they weren't ready for that. And therefore, their sending of Meraglim showed that they weren't yet ready. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, if you're not ready, then you need to stay 40 years in the Midbar. However, end of year 40, And as you're prepared to enter Eretz Yisrael, we got to start learning now. We can't just teach you to enter Eretz Yisrael, just like the mother has to slowly stop nursing her child. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I need to slowly stop nursing you. And the well has to dry up, and you need to be prepared to know what to do, how to do, when to do, and to learn how to be prepared for yourself. And I have a relationship with you. I'm not divorcing myself from you. But it's just that the roles are going to change. Instead of me being the push for you to have whatever you need to start looking for me. You need to start searching for me. You need to find water. You need to recognize Hazorim Bedima Barina Yiktsaru. You need to understand that everything that you need is available. But you have to be more proactive. You have to work in the world of Teva. And there's going to be more Hester Panim, more of a closed connection, as opposed to Gilui Shechina and Gilui Panim. And this is the change relationship that we begin to see in year 40. So therefore, if you take a look globally, Parshios Bamidbar, Naso, and Bahaloscha are Gilui Panim, Hashra'as Shechina, from Yitzias Mitzrayim to Kriyas Yamsuf to Matan Torah, and into Eretz Yisrael, as Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, Fadmal Yisro, Nosim Anachno, we're going to enter Eretz Yisrael. But then all of a sudden we sin because we're not prepared, we're not ready to enter Eretz Yisrael, we're not ready for this new relationship. So much so that we send Meragim, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you send Meragim, you don't trust me, that means you're not prepared to enter the world of Teva. You need more time cuddling with your mother. And you need more of your mother's milk. So I'll give you more of your mother's milk. And it's a punishment. You're going to stay for another 40 years in the Midbar. Kalal Yisrael walk aimlessly for 38 years. They receive Hashras Hashkina. They have the Man. They have the Be'er. They have the Slav. They have the Anane HaKavod because they need it. They're like children just walking, running around the room with nowhere to go, no direction, no goal. But therefore, at the end of the 40th year, as Klal Yisrael have now buried everybody who is supposed to be buried, Ad Tom Kol Ador Hazed, that this final death sentence has come to its conclusion, Klal Yisrael are ready to enter Eretz Yisrael. But Kodesh Baruch Hu says, it can't just be that you're entering Eretz Yisrael. You need to have understood and learned something from the Midbar experience, that the transition of Gilui Panim, of Gilui Shechina to Hester Panim and Hester Shechina has to be pronounced and has to be understood now, before you enter Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the well is going to dry up. And you need to understand that our relationship is changing, and you need to learn how to do that, and what to do and how to do. Here in Parshas Chukas, in my opinion, we begin to see a new Klal Yisrael. We begin to see an energized Klal Yisrael. We begin to see aggressive Klal Yisrael, a proactive Klal Yisrael, no longer apathetic, no longer horizontal, no longer living a life that's very, very passé, but rather living a life that's going to be more dramatic and more progressive and more potential and more push. And that's what takes place. And if you take a look here, right after the Chet of Mei Meriva, you see a phenomenal change in the attitude of Klal Yisrael, and it seems that they understand what's taking place. Take a look at something and one or two things that take place, which I think are very monumental to teach us and to show us the change that takes place. Klal Yisrael, after the sin of the Chet of Mei Meriva, you pick up in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yudalet, Vayishlach Moshe Malachim Mikadosh Melech Edom. Moshe sends Malachim, emissaries, from Kadesh, right? This is an important place, Kadesh. Kadesh is where Miriam dies. Kadesh is where the Meraglim are sent from. Kadesh is where they've circled Har Seir for 38 years. It's their base, it's their station. So here we go, picking up from Kadesh. Moshe sends emissaries to Melech Edom to tell Melech Edom, we are the Jewish people. We have left Egypt. We lived in Egypt for a long time. We prayed to our God. Vanitzak el Hashem, vayishma kolene, vayishlach malach. We were taken out of Egypt. We were saved from Egypt. Do us a favor. We are headed to Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Yudzai, nabra na beratzecha. Let us travel. Let us pass through your land. Lo navar basad v'kerem. We're not going to take advantage of you. We're not going to travel through your fields, through your vineyards. Lo nishta meber. We're not even going to drink your water. We just need a passageway. We just need a path to go. Vayomer elav Edom lo savor bi. Don't even think about it. Pen b'charev etzei l'krasecha. Because you know what's going to happen? You're going to get attacked. And it's going to be a war. Now again, let's ask ourselves the question, why? Why does this have to happen? Why does a Kadosh Baruch Hu have to do this? Let's just enter Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu could provide miracles. He provided a bear, provided a slav, provided the man, provided the Anane HaKavod. Let's just walk into Eretz Yisrael. You know what's happening here? The same thing that happened with Mei Meriva. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to teach Klal Yisrael how to fight. You have to learn how to send emissaries. You have to learn how to have a political relationship. You have to learn how to go to war because you're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, and I've commanded you when you enter Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have to destroy, eradicate, wipe out the Shiva Amamim. How are you going to do that if you're not prepared in the Midbar for that? So Klal Yisrael already in the 40th year are prepared to engage in battle in the Midbar with warring enemies, with nations that are not friendly fire, but rather it's a enemy. And Klal Yisrael has been presented with the challenge because they ask Edom, can you allow us to pass through, to traverse, to travel through your land? And Edom responds with a capital Lamed, a capital Aleph, Lo, Mit an Aleph, like they say, really intensely, absolutely not, no way. What are we going to do? What are Klal Yisrael going to do? How are they going to respond? Continue, Pasuk Chav Beitz. Vayisu mi Kadesh, they travel from Kadesh, where they've been. Vayavo b'nei Yisrael kolei da har har, they reach har har. And you know what happens here? Aaron dies. And if Klal Yisrael haven't been taken aback and challenged by the loss of Miriam, Aaron's death also is going to be a great challenge. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is setting them up, teaching them, just like when you lost Moshe for 40 days, and you know what you did then was the Egel, because you didn't think that you could do it on your own, you needed an intermediary, Aaron is going to be lost, and Miriam is going to be lost. How are you going to react now? Are you going to fall apart? Are you going to craft and build another Egel? Are you going to lose it? Are you prepared to enter Etzel? Could you really do it? So Klal Yisrael mourn Aaron, as the Torah tells us, for 30 days, Pasuk Chav Tes, the last Pasuk in Perek Chav, Kol Beis Yisrael, all Klal Yisrael mourns the loss of Aaron. Now remember, Klal Yisrael need to enter Eretz Yisrael. The Edom has said no. And now Aaron dies. Vayishma HaKnani, the Kananim hear that Aaron has died. Kiva Yisrael Derech HaAsarim Vayilachim B'Yisrael V'yesh Menushevi. The Kananim attack. Edom doesn't allow them to enter. Aaron is dead. Miriam is dead. What are Klal Yisrael going to do? A critical moment. Are they going to fall apart and wind up in the Midbar forever and ever and ever and never enter Eretz Yisrael? Will they build the Egel like they did when Moshe was gone? Or will they take the ball in their hands? Will they be able to do something and to accomplish? Listen to what happens in Pasuk Beis, Perek Chafal, something that we've never seen. Vayidor Yisrael neder leim l'Hashem. Klal Yisrael take a vow. Vayomar, and they say, Im noson titen es ha'am hazeh biyadi. If Kadosh Baruch Hu, you give us Canaan, and if you allow us to be victorious and to defeat Canaan, ve'chiramti es ha'ra'em, and we will attack them, and we will consecrate, and we will take over their cities. Vayishma Hashem b'kol Yisrael. Vayiten es ha'knani. Vayicharem es ha'am hazeh biyikushem ha'makom charma. Klal Yisrael are victorious. The first time that we see Klal Yisrael aggressive, proactive, taking the bull by the horn, doing something. Vayidor Yisrael neder l'Hashem, they take a vow. A neder is a sign of proactivity. A neder means that I'm doing something. That I'm going to go out of my way. I'm not just going to sit back and wait for the month to come to my doorstep. I'm not just going to wait for the slav. I'm not just going to follow the Anane HaKavod. I'm not just going to see Kriyas Yamsuf and Matan Torah. But right now, Klal Yisrael changed their approach and their attitude in year 40. They learn from the fact that the well has been dried up. They learn from Miriam's death and from Aaron's death that they're not going to go horizontal, but they're going to stand up, Vayidor Yisrael, Neder LaHashem, Vayomar. And here you see Klal Yisrael again, strong, for the first time, taking a different approach, standing up. They are going to be the people who understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu's message, that no longer is there the relationship of Gilui upon him, it's a relationship of Hester upon him, but we need to do something about it. We did, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu reciprocated. It's not that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has gone, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu just simply says that it's a different relationship, it's a different formula. And therefore, this is the new formula. And Klal Yisrael are training, like the young child who goes and leaves his mother and begins to see, can I succeed in the world on my own? I may have to come back for a night here, I may have to come back for a night there, but I want to be able to succeed, to leave the home, and to build my own house, and to go out into the big world. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you the chance, I'm giving you the opportunity, you can do it. However, it's not so simple, because look what happens. Immediately after Pasuk Dalet, even after they defeat the Kananim, life has ups and downs. Vayisumi har har derech yamsuf. Lisvov es eretz Edom. Right? Again, remember, Edom didn't let them in. Vaydaber ambelo kim uvamoshe lemer ha-maheli sonami mitzayim lamos b'mir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We defeated the Kananim, but what about Edom? They're not going to allow us to pass through. What are we doing here in the Midbar, right? So reminiscent of Parshas Peshalach and so reminiscent of the entire Dora Midbar. Ki ein lechem vein mayim v'nafshenu katze b'lechem ha-kolke. We're disgusted with the substandard food. What does a Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you didn't learn your lesson. Vayishalach Hashem ba'ames ha-nechashim ha-srafim. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends these fiery serpents. Vayinoshchu es-am and it attacks the people. Vayamas amrav Yisrael. And many and much of Klal Yisrael died. And if this wasn't a clear lesson from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm not simply just going to give you water. Up until this point, you cry, you complain. What does Moshe do? He takes the tree and he puts it into the water will become delicious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Klal Yisrael complaining, they get the money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Klal Yisrael complaining, they get the slav. They anane ha-covered everything that they needed, but not here. When they want water and they complain that they want to go back to Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you're not getting water, you're not getting food, you're not getting more rations, I'm sending you a punishment, Nechashim Serafim. I'm sending these fiery serpents. How are Klal Yisrael going to respond to this? And take a look again, you see something that we've never seen thus far. Vayavaham Moshe Vayomru Chatanu. They admit their guilt. Chatanu, we have sinned. Tshuva. We have made a mistake. We've erred. Taking responsibility. Klal Yisrael say, Moshe, daven for us. Save us. We have sinned. And what, of course, does Moshe do when he sees that the people admit their guilt and they say, Chatanu? Moshe davens for his people because he sees that they're willing to take the ball in their own court. They're willing to take the bull by the horn. It's not a Chet HaEgel story. It's not passivity. It's not apathy. But rather, it's Adarab, the opposite, Klal Yisrael building, showing signs of life, of activity, of proactivity. And here we see Klal Yisrael successfully being able to stand up. And then Pasuk Yigimel Misham Nasov Yachru Me'ever Arnon Asher B'Midbar Hiotzi Migvul Amori. They're traveling, and they continue to travel, and they're walking, and they're moving, and Klal Yisrael begins to see success. And then in Pasuk Zion, the Torah tells us, after a miraculous event that takes place as they defeat the Kananim, Oz Yashir Yisrael Asashira Hazos Alei Be'er Enula. What's the Az Yashir that takes place in Parshas Beshalach? Az Yashir, Moshe. Here it's Az Yashir Yisrael. No longer is Klal Yisrael the nation that watches passively Moshe and Aaron and Miriam, but Klal Yisrael become the nation that they spur and they bring about the Shira. Az Yashir Yisrael Sashira Zos. Be'er Chafrua. Sarim karua nedivei ha'am b'mechoki b'mishanos b'minbar matana. Klal Yisrael sing this beautiful song thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving them from Edom, saving them from Sichon, allowing them to be victorious. They begin to see success, and success breeds success, and the success allows them to sing Oz Yashir Yisrael. So they say Vayidor Yisrael Neder Lashem Lemor. They defeat Edom, they defeat Canaan, they sing Shira. A dramatic change takes place in year 40 in the Midbar, as they've been taught by Moshe, they've been taught by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Netziv has expressed. The Chet of Meim Riv and Parshas Kukas is a pivotal turning point in the door Bar Hamidbar, but it takes them till the 40th year. Doesn't happen in year 1, doesn't happen in year 2, doesn't happen in 3 through 48, through 38, but dafka in year 40. That's when Klal Yisrael are beginning to become prepared, just like the child who stops to nurse to eat on his or her own, so too Klal Yisrael are prepared no longer just to drink the water of the Be'er, but they're going to have to fight, they're going to have to plow, they're going to have to sow, they're going to have to sing, they're going to have to take the ball, and they're going to have to run with it. And then you continue, Pasuk Chaf Alech Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim El Sichon. Who sends Malachim? Yisrael. Remember who sent Malachim to Edom? Just a few psukim earlier. It was Moshe. Vayishlach Moshe Malachim Mikadesh El Melech Edom. So Klal Yisrael continuously are climbing the ladder of proactivity, of being able to do something. Remember just a few psukim earlier, Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yudal, Vayishlach Moshe Malachim Mikadesh El Melech Edom. Moshe sends the emissaries to Edom to tell Edom, we want to cross through your land. And now all of a sudden, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaval, Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim El Sichu Melech Emor Lebor, Ebra Be'artzecha, we need to cross through. Lonata Besad, almost an identical pasuk. Perek chaf aleph, pasuk chaf aleph. Compare it back to perek chaf, pasuk yudal. It almost word for word. We want to travel through Edom. We want to travel through Sichon. When they wanted to travel through Edom, Klal Yisrael wasn't able to do it. It was Moshe who sent emissaries. The only difference now in Perek Chafal, Pasuk Chafal, it's Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim. Klal Yisrael are able to do it. They're prepared. They're ready to fight. They're ready to stand. And what happens? V'lo nasan Sichon is Yisrael avor b'gvilo. Sichon refuses. Vayesov Sichon es kol amo. Sichon collects its entire nation, its entire army. V'yetzi likras Yisrael me'amid bara. Sichon is preparing to attack, to fight Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Chav Dalei, Vayakeu Yisrael efi charav. Klal Yisrael is successful. They destroy them. They obliterate them. Klal Yisrael is victorious. Vayirash es artso me'arnon ad yad babak b'nei amon az gvul b'nei amon. Klal Yisrael are victorious. Vayikach Yisrael es kol ha'or ma'ela pasuk chav hei. Vayeshiv Yisrael b'chol ha'ri ha'amori b'chesh b'chol b'noseha. Klal Yisrael are seeing success, are seeing victory. Vayirash es ha'mori asher sham. Vayifnu vayalu derech ha'bashan. All verbs that are showing Klal Yisrael moving, active. No longer passive, but trying to do what they have to do. And the Torah concludes Parshas Chukas, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Hey, Vayaku Oso Ves Bonav Es Kol Amar Bilti Hishil Osar Vayirshu Es Arzo, Klal Yisrael Kanker Sichon. Vayisu Bnei Yisrael Yachnu B'Arvos Mav Meiv Al Yad In Yerecho. Everything that we read in Parshas Chukas is what was supposed to happen in year 1. But it took till year 40. They weren't prepared, they weren't ready, they couldn't do it. They had to walk aimlessly for 38 years. Miriam had to die, Aaron had to die, the entire generation had to die. They needed to learn this lesson, the transition lesson of the world of the Midbar, the world of Gilui Panim, the world of Gilui Shechina, was not the life that HaKadosh Baruch had intended to them. They needed to understand that the relationship needed to change to a world of Hester Panim, to a world where HaKadosh Baruch has a relationship with them, but where Klal Yisrael are not being passive, rather, Klal Yisrael being proactive. And that's the transition that takes place here in Parshas Chukas specifically. So Bamidbar Naso Bahaloschar, the Parshas where we're headed to Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Chukas should have been right after that. That's what should have taken place. But the Nun Hafuch changes that. And the Asafs of the Misonanim, the Miraglim, and all the trouble and the complaining that we did showed HaKadosh Baruch and Moshe and Aaron and Miriam that we weren't yet prepared. And therefore we needed the punishment of 40 years. And we needed the Chet of Mei Meriva in year 40 for the well to dry up to teach us that we need to succeed on our own. Sichon and Mori, the battles in the Midbar were preparing us how we were going to fight, to attack, and to successfully be victorious to eradicate the Shiva Amamim in Eretz Yisrael. And if you follow Parshas Chukas, Balak, Pinchas, Matos, and Maaseh, the final third of Sefer Bamidbar, the end of the Dor Hamidbar, year 40, again you see Klal Yisrael proactive, aggressive. That's what takes place in Parshas Pinchas. With Midian, Klal Yisrael fight and attack them. It takes place with Benos Tzlavcha. They show themselves as leaders. We want property. We want something. The Benos Tzlavcha show Moshe Rabbeinu that we can be proactive, and they receive the Parsha and they receive the Yerusha. Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi, Shevet, Menashe originally were passive. They said, we don't want to enter Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's not going to work that way. And then they enter Eretz Yisrael. So these are the three-thirds of Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar, Naso Baloscha. And then Parshas Baloscha, Shlach, and Korach. And then finally, Chukas, Balak, Pinchas, Matos, and Maaseh. Year 1, then years 1 through 39, and then year 40. The fascinating 40-year sojourn in the Midbar, taking Klal Yisrael much longer than was expected, much longer than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. But of course, the plan is a plan. And the steps that were necessary in order to take us from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael were much longer than were expected. But this is what was necessary. This is what had to happen. Finally, we see here Klal Yisrael in year 40 showing what they needed to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thus prepare to enter Eretz Yisrael, hopefully successfully, Be'ezus Hashem successfully. And we'll wish everybody a wonderful week. And here we go, from Parshas Chukas to the end, and entering Eretz Yisrael through Sefer Devarim. Have a good week.